This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? There we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Yeah, I was talking with our engineer just before we started the broadcast, several minutes ago, and I said, can we start early? He said, no, we can't do that. We have to run these commercials. I said, okay. So I've never asked to start early. John Reagan, welcome.
I was wondering if we could ask Alex if he'd like to take the day off, and we could take his time for for everything we got to get to.
Well, so we've got 5 hours worth of topics today, and 2 hours. 2 hours of airtime. John, I got a call from UMB Financial, you know, that credit card that that I canceled the account with on Friday. And this gal called me up and she said, hi, may I speak to Vincent Fennelli? And I said, so who's calling? Who may I ask is calling? And she said, she's with UMB Financial. And I said, oh, what's your name? She gave me her first name. And I said, you know, I don't talk to people who won't tell me their full name. And so finally, after a couple of requests, she finally told me her last name, because I told her I was not going to discuss anything with someone who will not give me their full name. So it's working. We're actually making progress. It's difficult to get people to tell us who they are. And she kept saying the same thing. It's for security purposes. And I said, well, you're exactly right. It is for security purposes that I will not discuss anything with someone whom I don't know who I'm speaking with. So for my security, I want to know who you are. So either, you know, we hit an impasse and we don't share your name and we don't discuss anything, or you tell me what your name is and maybe I'll help you with what you want. But I'm annoyed with the amount of times they keep telling me it's for security purposes. It's like it's for national security. I mean, how many times have we heard that it's for national security reasons that we can't divulge? It's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. What do they think I'm going to do? Drive over to Kansas City and jump their security and wreak havoc inside their building? Is that what they think? It's nonsense. They must be doing things that really upset people, that they're so afraid that they can't use their real last name. They have to hide behind some number, you know, first name and a number. So my new position is, if someone won't tell me his or her last name and they want to talk to me on the phone, I'm not interested in doing business with them, and I will close the account. Absolutely. So, just a thought, John, and it seems to be working. And one last thing, Orsland has turned into a really nice store, the Orsland store in Marshfield, Missouri. After I explained to them how I was treated there and how their employees were not interested in helping me. Well, I talked to the store manager recently, and he had a meeting with his employees, and he cleaned house, and he replaced them with people who actually want to be there and do the job that they were hired to do. So if you're wondering, can you make a difference? The answer is absolutely. You can make a difference. It'll take some time. And it's not done with yelling and screaming. It's done with logic and persistence. So that's my thought for today. So, John, where would you like to start?
Well, I've got a new category today down near the bottom of the post called Can't Resist. And it's really the least important thing I've got on there today. But, you know, sometimes you get an article that just jumps out at you.
Yeah.
And there was a big crash on I-95. Two semis. One was a beer truck. One was a Frito-Lay truck. And, you know, kind of messed up the interstate. And I just, you know, thought that was kind of funny. And, breaking news, Frito-Lay announced beer-flavored chips.
So you're talking, yeah, no, there were no injuries in this particular crash, if you will. But it was in Florida, right?
In Florida.
Yeah,
it's one of those things. You know, a lot of things are created by accident. We'll see if this actually turns into one of those.
You know, John, I was thinking about, you know, it was Bush beer, but I was thinking about President Bush, and I was thinking about how far down, in my opinion, some of the dialogue with the candidates has fallen. For example, Cruz and Trump, I mean, talking about each other's wives. And how do we get to that point? You know, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible that some of the things that they're saying. And they're also saying that if Sanders has the delegate count and Hillary is the candidate, there'll be rioting. The same is true. That's what I was reading. And the same is true for the Republicans. You know, if Cruz gets the nomination and Donald Trump has the vote count, there'll be rioting as well. And I was thinking about Donald Trump bringing the end of the Republican Party. And I think it's wonderful. I think it's absolutely wonderful that the Republicans are in disarray. They can't stand the thought of Donald Trump being president because he will bring the end to the Republican Party. And all those people will be jobless. All those freeloaders won't have the gravy train that they have right now. What do you think about that?
I go back to when I was at the Pentagon, mm-hmm. and, you know, one of the things I'd say is there's only one thing that disgusts me more than the Republicans, and that's the Democrats. Because I was sitting there, you know, watching, you know, across the Potomac, and both parties were, even in that day, and this is 85 to 88, second Reagan term, they were violating their oath of office to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, same oath I'd taken. And as a captain in the basement of the Pentagon, there's not a whole heck of a lot I could do about that. And it's just gotten worse. And the, you know, since then, basically what happened is under Clinton, the Democrats just went, you know, totally leftist. The last few halfway decent Democrats switched and became Republicans. But the problem is the leadership of the Republican Party is just as bad. And we, you know, occasionally managed to get some good people elected. I remember J.C. Watts was one of them. And, you know, he left Congress because he couldn't get anything done because of the darn Republican leadership.
Yeah. Well, I'm just disgusted with the leadership of both parties. It's absolutely horrible how they're trying to trash their own candidates, if you will, within the parties. It's unbelievable. It must be so important to win at all costs. They're willing to destroy each other, even on their own team, in order to win. And that just shows how despicable these people really are.
Well, while we're in the neighborhood here, let's go down to government smarts, and that's with a question mark. And you'll be glad to know that another dangerous criminal has been apprehended. This is a single dad who 14 years ago failed to return his VHS copy of Freddy Got Fingered. And he was handcuffed, and a court date has been set for next month. And the company that filed the complaint isn't even in business anymore.
Oh. That's right. Now, these VHS tapes, back then, you know, you could go to a video store, that's what they were called back then, and you could rent these tapes. And when I lived in Virginia, you could rent them for about $2 and, for 24 hours, $2 a day, maybe $3 a day. And the whole video might cost $30, $35, you know, to buy it. So this guy was arrested. The store is out of business, right? There's no place. The store is gone. And so they still arrested him. I mean, this is just nuts. But this kind of just goes to show what the police will do. Now, John, they put him in handcuffs, right?
That's right.
My understanding is no one gets handcuffed with the handcuffs in the front, you know, like by their stomach. They get handcuffed in the, you know, with these hinged handcuffs in the back. So the guy is treated like he's a really dangerous criminal. He might have just forgotten this. I mean, really, it's entirely possible that he forgot to return it. But he was treated as if he were a dangerous criminal. And that's what these guys in the clown suits do. When they get you in their sights, they're pretty rough. And that's why I have such little respect for them. I really do. I have very little respect for the police. And I see them sniping. I see them sniping with radar. I see them with their lights off in parking lots. What are they doing there with their lights off? You know, why do they behave like that? And I was going to start this broadcast with broadcasting live from Eavesdropping Central, you know, the United States of America, where the villagers are presumed guilty and must prove their innocence. And that's really where we are at this point. We are presumed guilty until we can prove that we're innocent. It's unacceptable. We need to overturn this. And that's why we need to make sure that we never reelect anybody. So anybody who's running for any other office or running for reelection, cross them off the list. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, vitamins and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. And you click on the news tab and follow along with us. John, I was just looking at a post. Immigrant, and this is from the Washington Examiner. Immigrant population over 15% in record 16 states, over 25% in 6 states. And it says that according to these interactive maps unveiled Monday by the CIS, which stands for the Center for Immigration Studies Analysis, there are 61 million immigrants and their children now in America, 61 million. And this, the map shows that there were no states in 1970 in the United States, not one state in 1970 that recorded immigrant population over 15%. Today, one-third of the nation's states register over 15% of immigrant as immigrants. And that would be California, Nevada, Texas, Florida, New York, New Jersey, Washington, Arizona, Illinois, Maryland, Georgia, Virginia, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Delaware, and Oregon. Pretty staggering. And it says, and the population of immigrants and their children in 6 states are over 25%. That would be California, Nevada, Texas, Florida, New York, and New Jersey. California went from 13% immigrant population in 1970 to over 37% last year. Texas went from 5% to 25% in that same period.
Now, we've talked about how most of the new jobs, I believe, created this century, so it's not just under Obama, it goes back to Bush, have gone to immigrants. So if you were born in the USA, Yeah, good luck in finding a job. And there's a reason why both parties are, you know, wanting all this immigration. And it gets into some of the financial problems we've talked about, especially with like Social Security and Medicare, where there's not enough people to pay for the promises. And it gets down to, since Roe v. Wade, we've murdered over 58 million babies that would have been here working and providing for America. And instead, we're having to import people.
Yeah, those 58 million have been replaced with 61 million immigrants.
I'll see if I can update my numbers. A few years ago when they announced the 50 million mark, I went in and got that year by year. And when you start adding in the children that these women would have had, assuming that roughly half of the people born are female, that it really balloons the number of Americans that we don't have simply because of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's next?
Well, we talked about the Tale of Two Droughts on Friday, but I've added a couple of stories there. The California flood and faster than expected. And this flood is a flood of mercury that goes back to when they were mining gold back in the 19th century. And this mercury is in Central Valley, California, is now causing a problem and getting into fish and, of course, going up the food chain. And at the same time that's going on, they find out that the Colorado River Basin is drying up faster than expected. And this affects a number of the western states. The groundwater that they've lost is much more than they thought. And with this type of groundwater, it can take hundreds of years to refill those basins. So it's just been used much, much faster than it can replenish. And we could end up with very, very serious conditions, not just in California, but pretty much the entire Southwest as well.
As you say this, John, I was thinking last night I was looking on Craigslist. I wasn't looking for anything in particular. I was just seeing what's for sale and who's selling what and what these prices are. And one of the things that I noticed is there is a lot of fluorescent light bulbs, these 4-footers and 8-footers that are available for sale, mostly 4-footers used. And you can buy them by the barrel. And what's happening is businesses, banks mostly, are taking out their old fluorescent lights and they're replacing them with something else. And I'm wondering.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you'd like to follow along with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and please click on the news tab. John Reagan's with us, Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired.
I'm thinking about changing the name of financial and employment to peddling fiction. Oh, boy. this first one is... this is the second most disturbing item I have for this week. The one I found most disturbing is actually in SpyTech this week. But the first up I've called the link, It's Worse. And this links to an article that appeared in the Wall Street Journal that was written about a Citigroup report called The Coming Pension Crisis. There's a link there, third paragraph, a new report is the hyperlink. The report's about 120 pages long, plus some additional pages telling about who wrote it, the report. And what they found out is that when you include pensions, government debt is almost triple what we thought it was. So so worldwide, they say that there's about $40 trillion worth of government debt. But when you add these pensions, nearly $78 trillion worth of pension problems, that nearly triples the situation. So when I wrote the Financial State of the Union, I pretty much left out everything but Social Security, and I concentrated on the United States. And this is just another indication that the problems that we have are worldwide, and they're quite serious. And why I think it's even worse than that, because it talks about that for the United States, the government pensions are a little bit over 100% of GDP. Well, that's basically in the ballpark of what you see for Social Security, the unfunded liabilities as published in the Financial Report of the United States. And the thing there is that that's not what we owe. That's what we'd have to have earning more than 5% a year in order to pay for what we've promised. And even at that, there's some pretty rosy assumptions just to have it that low. When you dive into the supplemental data for the Social Security Trustee Report, you find out that for the next 75 years, we have to come up with more than $200 trillion just to meet the promises that our wonderful non-representatives in Washington have made for us going back to the 1930s. Vincent?
John, when I think about the pensions, I think of those of us who have had jobs at one time or another, and we were contributing to our pension plan, and we're thinking that, okay, this is being put in an account. I mean, our concept was, our belief was that this amount of money that was being deducted from our paycheck was going into an account with our name on it. And when we retired, we would have access to those funds, and it would be distributed in monthly payments, right? Isn't that what we thought?
Well, that's pretty much how private pensions work. What the government, especially with Social Security, it's just a pure Ponzi scheme where it's not only is it not going into an account, they've stolen everything out of the trust funds and put in government IOUs. But what's made this really bad since this turndown is when you read about pension fund reports, the managers of that did a pretty good job of making about 8% a year on investments. Well, since 2008, you are pretty hard pressed to make 8% a year unless you start, investing in junk bonds. And, that I don't think ever ends well. If you try to invest in government bonds, you have a low interest rate and in some cases negative interest rate. So, that's no good. And, it's getting where companies have pretty much exhausted all the ways they can lie about how wonderful their earnings are, and there's just not going to be the dividends there, nor without the QE, not going to be the growth in the price of the stock. So the pension fund managers that actually had funds are having a heck of a time trying to make up the shortfall.
As you say this, I was thinking back to several months ago when Mrs. Finelli and I decided that we would start taking payments from Social Security, you know, digits that we had withdrawn at the muzzle of a gun when we were working with jobs. And we decided that we were going to do that, and we would take those payments now because we didn't believe that they would last very long. Do you have a, so we are, I guess the word is drawing Social Security. They use the word benefits. I would think that it would be out of our account that we put in. Do you recommend that those who can get their Social Security payments get them now or early or wait until, you know, 65? Do you have any thoughts on that? We decided we would take them early.
A lot of that depends on what you believe is going to happen. If you're like me and don't think that this whole system's going to stay together very long, then my thoughts would be is that whatever you can get while you can get it is probably the best. On the other hand, if you believe that things are going to hold together and you believe that you're going to have decent health and have a long life expectancy, that's where you want to put it off so you can get more benefits, because they do penalize you for starting early. So that's it's a personal decision.
Yeah, and we decided that we would take smaller payments. And you know, John, if you look at the amount of money that we might get, it would just cover Obamacare. So total amount of Social Security would just cover health insurance here for us. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that's one of the gifts that keeps on giving.
Right. And we found it really, and here's another phenomenon I'd like to share. We found it very difficult to see our doctor. And, you know, I could call and say I've got a fever of 104. And then hear from the person at the guard tower there and say, well, you know, look, we'll be glad to see you, but it's going to be like next month. Literally weeks, you know, weeks down the road. And, you know, my response is I'll be dead by then. And I was really frustrated. So we were paying an enormous amount for insurance to go see a doctor that we couldn't get past, you know, the person who had the computer, the keyboard, the mouse that was making the appointments. I took my mom to the doctor a couple weeks ago, and there was no one in the waiting room. No one. You know, we sat down, got called right away. I couldn't believe it. And I'm wondering, what the heck happened? What happened from the point a year or two ago where we couldn't even get to see the doctor, and now there's no waiting? What happened? Did all their patients leave? Did all their patients leave and go to another doctor, another hospital? What happened? I don't know. But I asked, and they said, no, it's been like this. You know, you can get an appointment, and you can come see a doctor. As a matter of fact, I called a hospital in Virginia to see what it's like to get an appointment, and you can get one. You can get one there. But now they're even advertising music on hold that says, if you'd like to see your doctor today, you can make an appointment and see a doctor today, as if that's something really special. That's what it used to be. As a matter of fact, you could have your doctor come see you today, you know, house call. I don't know what's happened. Maybe maybe people are sick of it. Maybe they're just leaving leaving one doctor's office that has long lines for another one. Maybe it's like arbitrage. I don't know. But I'd love to hear from our class what you've found. Are the lines getting longer or shorter to go see your doctor?
I think some percent of that is that after paying for coverage, people can no longer afford care.
Right.
Because these offices and hospitals are now requiring you pay your deductible up front to get care.
Yeah, we're not doing that. My mom went into the emergency room, you know, months ago, and they wanted us to pay right there, you know, before we saw anybody. And I said, "Nah, I'll tell you what, just send us a bill." Yeah. Yeah. And on the final bill for her hospitalization, I wrote that no funds will be dispersed until I meet with the CEO. And I haven't met with the CEO. I have not. He will not meet with me. But the bills keep coming. And our response is, we'll be glad to pay them for what we owe them after we meet with the CEO. So we have a standoff. And class, I think you can do that too. You just have to be willing to trash your credit rating. And I'm not so sure I care if I trash our credit rating. I'm not so sure I do. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 432-6433.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear self-pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Black today.
God, you're take my where you going? For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. The financialstateoftheunion.com. John, what's next?
Well, I want to get started with SpyTech next hour, so let me run through with the rest of financial and employment. Most of it really doesn't need a lot of discussion. It just lets you know what's going on. World trade collapses to 10-year lows, worse than 2008. Not really new news for us here, but does help point it out. According to Caterpillar data, the industrial depression has never been worse. The U.S. is down 11% after being down 7% in January. China down 26% after being down 22%. Europe, Africa, Middle East down 23% after being down 14% in January. And Latin America down 45% after 36% drop a month before that. So Caterpillar.
You're talking about retail sales data, right?
Now this is Caterpillar sales.
Yeah, sales data. Mm-hmm. Okay.
By region.
Yeah, so they're having troubles. Yeah, and so class, if you look around, are you seeing a lot of heavy machinery being used? I'm not seeing a lot of heavy machinery being used. I see on farms, bulldozers, Caterpillar bulldozers, older ones just sitting there for month after month after month, actually years, sitting unused in the same spot for years. And I don't see a lot of construction going on. Actually, I do see some bulldozing of buildings. The cities look like if there is a vacant building and they're not getting revenue on it, they just bulldoze it. I've seen that. But I'm not seeing a lot of new construction. Except, well, actually, there is some new construction. Hospitals are building clinics. And I think that's because they're being paid by the government to do that. Other than that, I don't see many new buildings being built. Do you, John?
Just government buildings.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So
do you think that this Caterpillar is a leading indicator of what we're to see?
Because I think it's pretty much a real-time indicator of what's going on in the world. You know, if they're not selling, that there's not the construction jobs. That money's not flowing into the community. And I've got an article here where even the restaurant jobs are likely to go down because restaurant sales are down. Let me just continue here. U.S. mining industry lost more money in 2015 than it made in the prior 8 years combined. Chicago pensions are going to be facing insolvency because the court rejects reform. We've got the restaurant recovery. casual sales tumble for the fourth straight month, and that's where all those jobs have been coming from, waiters and bartenders. this one's listed as hanging debt. Chairman of insolvent Chinese steel company hangs himself the day before bond maturity. Healthcare is about to surpass housing as the biggest source of American GDP growth. Ice cream makers are going to be hurting. Their prime source of vanilla for ice cream comes from Madagascar, and prices soar 150%. Now, keep in mind, 100% is double, so 150% is, getting close to triple. And then for employment, it's anticipated that 1.3 million industrial robots will be installed worldwide between 2015 and 2018. And, humans need not apply.
Yeah, that's something that we're seeing a lot of. Even the bank tellers are saying, "Would you like this debit card?" And they have no idea that they're handing their customers an invitation to eliminate the jobs of the bankers. Yep, that's what they're doing, and they don't know it. They're being rewarded with these, little either points or free toaster or something, or maybe even some cash, for the contest winner, whoever gets more customers to sign up for debit cards. And they are eliminating their own jobs. We'll be right back at the top of the hour, news and commercial announcements. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.